you know, after enough cycles down here, you've seen the game played over and over. So you eventually have to come to a state of being an avatar. If you're growing towards absolute truth, archetypal truth, you eventually have to become like an avatar in your mind. In other words, and as you get older too, I guess, if you're sitting in a nursing home, you're just sitting there as an avatar watching the situation. You're just watching. You're observing. You're just observing the cycle. You're observing the repeat. You're seeing the same stuff happen over and over and over and over. And so I would think, if you just imagine being an older person in a retirement home, just sitting there. They get up, they eat, they watch, they do their activities, and then they go back, take a nap, who knows what they do, visit some people or whatever. It has to be avataric. They have to realize that their body is a temporary body, it's just a vessel, and they're just observing. They're listening, and they're observing. What else is there? You should be able to get to that state now because you've already seen it 1,000 times. If you've seen something 1,000 times, I'm not saying you just sit down and sit in a corner and meditate. You don't even have to do that. You know, back in the day, they'd throw gurus up and say, oh, you got to sit like this with your legs crossed. And you don't have to do that. Just observe. It's right in front of us. So let me say it again. You eventually get to a state where, unless you're just trying to, unless you're stuck in the loop, but you get to a state where you see the loop and you just observe it like an avatar, like the movie, Avatar movie. You're in a situation, you know you don't belong here, you know this is temporary, you know it's a joke. And you're just like an avatar observing. And that should bring you to a state where you can see how the angels are avatars. They're ministering spirits for those who are heirs of salvation. And so they're avatars. Think about it. Ministering spirits. You have a spirit. So as you become more aware that this is temporary, your body's temporary, then you have to come to the conclusion that you're just a character in a script. You're a character in a program. You're an avatar body walking down here. It's not your home. You're not from here. If you identify with this place, you'll never see it. If you identify with your job, with your image, your bloodline, your society, if you identify with anything down here, your career, your nation state, whatever it is, then you're not going to get it. Your identity has to be above. And if your identity is above, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, it's already finished, then why are you here? What's it say? It says ambassador, evangelist. You have all these gifts. If the angels are ministering spirits and the demons are anti-ministering spirits, in other words, they're trying to take people to hell. You got angels who are ministering spirits. And then you become a ministering spirit in your avatar body, just like the angels. There's a chief angel, there's a chief devil, there's a chief pattern. You see what I'm saying? And so these chief archetypical creatures, whether they're angels or whether they're fallen angels or whether they're humans, they set patterns. And these chief archetypical creatures set patterns. And that's why the Bible talks about some strongholds only come out by prayer and fasting, because it's such a strong pattern that's set in the spirit realm. So these archetypical patterns, archetype patterns, are really what you're fighting against. You understand? That's your real battle. And so as an avatar human body, you're not really fighting other humans. You're fighting the pattern that human's following. You're fighting the lie that human is following. Every human is following some kind of pattern, whether it's a principality, a power from the dark side or from the light, which is Jesus. And so if you have the Holy Spirit, right now you're a little bit lower in the angels in your stature, but you're able to see past the angels in Christ. Because you have His Word, you have His Spirit, you have the ability to look at what's going on around you as a type and a shadow. The 3D realm points to this 5D realm. The 3D natural realm points to the spiritual realm, the unseen realm. So the patterns are everywhere. So you see these patterns in place. All these strange doctrines and all these men trying to be women, women trying to be men. Divorce is like crazy. Attack on the human body, attack on the merit home, attack on everything, attack on the truth. You see these patterns that are set in the spirit realm before they're set in the natural. And so that's what you're fighting. You're fighting these spiritual beings, which are nothing more than just liars, you know. They're lies, and you break down every stronghold with the truth. And people say, why do you do what you do? I'm putting truth out there to break the strongholds, wake people up.